Hare Krishna. It's Thursday. 2 weeks today that I checked in to the hospital. Still here. Last few days, I had severe nausea and dizziness. That was extremely unpleasant. That nausea is more or less gone today, but dizziness is still there, although less. And I've sort of got, since yesterday, my vision's a little blurry. Although they send me for different types of checks, I put this all just down to the normalizing of the kidney situation, which is happening. It's getting better day by day. Unfortunately, it's going slower than I would have preferred. So today we're not going to be taking out the catheter. Rather, probably postponed for a whole week next Thursday. And when my creatinine level gets below 200, and it's 346, at the present rate, that may take some days. Today's rate was quite small. In any case, as mentioned earlier, patience and tolerance, what can one do? This is what Krishna meets out. In the meantime, I have opportunity to preach. I've got lots of prasadam that I'm distributing to nurses, health workers, doctors, books as well. Good opportunity to preach. A lot of people coming and going here, so there's no shortage of people to talk to. And ultimately, in whatever circumstance one finds oneself in, we should make the best of it for service to Krishna. In the mornings, Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu comes here around 8 o'clock and stays till 1. When Swami Hari comes at 1 with lunch and stays till 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then I go to sleep around 9 and get up around 4:30, 5 o'clock after I sort of battled through with the nurses and everyone to convince them not to come and wake me up in the middle of the night and ask me how I am, but to let me just sleep through. Hospitals aren't places where it seems that people believe much in rest as part of the get-well therapy. And I still don't have much of an appetite, although today I had lunch prepared by neighbors. Rasik Bhai just lives not far, and his good wife cooked potato sabji that was very, very tasty. Very tasty. And I enjoyed that. And otherwise, as far as writing or working or telephone, right now, things that require concentration or focus, and because my vision's not so clear, I can't really see properly anyway. Makes me dizzy, so I'm not doing any of those things. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, and chanting is always a wonderful experience, and I believe ultimately cures all diseases of this material world. So that's a little report here, Thursday, 2 weeks in, and I'll check in as and when I can, and keep devotees abreast of developments. Hare Krishna.